Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei. And not for the first time, it looks like Rob is late.
Oh, here I am. Yep, really sorry. The bus was really slow.
Bad on the roads today, huh?
Oh, terrible traffic.
That's funny, because I took the train in this morning and I saw you at the other end of the carriage.
Yes, I took the train, not the bus. Little fib there.
Why would you want to fib about that? Well, not to worry. It gives us the perfect opportunity to talk about fibs and fibbing, something Rob is very good at.
Oh, yes. To fib is to tell a small lie, nothing too serious. Like giving a false reason for being late. Oh, come on, Feifei, you do it too.
I'm always on time. Well, almost always. You can use fib as a verb, to fib, and it can also be a noun, a little fib, or to tell a fib. Let's listen to these examples.
Marty fibbed that he was going to study at his friend Lucio's house, when in fact they went to see a movie.
While watching the horror scenes, Marty was so scared he had to close his eyes. But after the film, he fibbed that he was not frightened at all.
Marty told Lucio that he knew the main actor from the movie, but that was just another fib. In fact, Marty had just met the actor for 5 seconds and taken a quick selfie together.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. So, anyway, I'm still a bit confused about why you had to fib about being late.
Well, I just had something to do before coming into the office.
Really? That sounds mysterious.
Not really. I wanted to go to a shop.
Oh, do tell me why.
Okay. Well, it was going to be a surprise, but I wanted to buy you a little cake because it's your birthday today and I can't come to your party later.
Oh, that's so sweet. Though, you know, it's not really my birthday today.
What?
Yes, it's on Saturday. Sorry, a little fib there. I told everyone it was my birthday today, so they would be more likely to come to my party.
Oh, right. Very sneaky. Enjoy the cake anyway. Bye.
Yum. Bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.